Draga braćo i sestre,
dear brothers and sisters, dear pilgrims and the parishioners, we've come here to Međugorje, to the Queen of Peace, and in our bags, handbags, in our cars, with our families and friends, husbands and wives, girlfriends and boyfriends, we have brought our lives. And somewhere, in a certain corner, in the depth of our heart, we carry also our wishes, desires, prayers, and we've come here to pray to the Lord, to do for to us, do something to us through the intercession of the Queen of Peace, through the intercession of St. John the Baptist and St. James, the patron saint of this parish. We pray for the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the greatest and the most beautiful creature of God. And we pray for the intercession of St. John the Baptist, the greatest born of the woman, of a woman. We have come full of faith and confidence to Our Lady on 35th anniversary of her apparitions. We pray the Queen of Peace to give peace to the entire world and to all those who search for peace. We pray her for peace in our families and in our hearts. What a wonderful name, the Queen of Peace, and how necessary to today's world. We have come also to express our thanksgiving for all graces, so many, that God here gave us through Our Lady. But we have come here to pray that still He may be our comfort and consolation, to bring us to Jesus along the right way, to encourage us, to console us, to remind us, warn us, bless us, and to give us strength for life. Today is the feast of St. John the Baptist, and at the same time, vigil of the anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions. John and Our Lady are very, very connected. They're connected by Jesus. Furthermore, John and Mary are cousins. Both John and Mary were miraculously conceived by their parents who were in old age. John's birth was proclaimed by an angel, and Mary also met an angel. John and Mary met each other even still at a time when her mother carried him in the womb, and Mary, who as a pregnant one was visiting her cousin Elizabeth. That is how she took care for both John and his mother. Mary gave birth to Jesus, and John went in front of him as a herald. Both Mary and John have extraordinary roles in God's plan of salvation. Even here in Medjugorje, brothers and sisters, they're very close to us. That is why it is very symbolical that the feast day of St. John the Baptist is a vigil day before Our Lady's apparitions. John is herald of great events. St. John is hermit, who did a lot of penance, and this place is a place of pilgrimage. Pilgrimages are always connected with penance and conversion and changing of life. As soon as you set out on a way, on a pilgrimage, as soon as you come out of your own place and you set out towards the goal in a certain way, change already happens. That is why walking to Medjugorje already carries in itself already the grain of change. That is why climbing Apparition Hill, Cross Hill, become our desert in which we meet with ourselves and with God. St. John the Baptist is not a simple person at all. And his task is not simple at all. It is not coincidence that Jesus said that he is the greatest born of woman. John is the herald, forerunner. He comes before Jesus, not only symbolically, but in real. Jesus is looking at what John did. John baptizes and invites to conversion. And even Jesus will baptize, and he will also... Jesus will be baptized and he will call to the conversion. John gathers ordinary people, and sharply he talks about the system, political system. And that'll the same way it will be with Jesus. John comes from the desert, and Jesus withdraws into the desert. John has his own disciples. Jesus has disciples. John was killed because of his word. He was beheaded in order to cut off his words and his thoughts. Jesus was killed as well in order to be quieted or silenced. Jesus is looking at John and his life, and in him he sees his own life and his own death. Looking at John, it becomes clear to him what's the situation in the world like. Looking at John, he becomes more aware of what to expect. That is why John is the herald, forerunner. That is why he is the voice that is crying out in the desert to prepare the way to the Lord. That is why he is the greatest born of woman, because the Lord, he prepared the way literally to the Lord, and he showed to the world the Lamb of God. Dear brothers and sisters, today in front of us we have a role model, Saint John the Baptist. Brave, true-telling, determined, with strong spirit. Man with strong spirit. Role model to all men. John is a role model to men. Man is a male who recognizes God's work in his life. Men and husbands, let us follow the model of St. John. Let us strengthen our spirit. Let us be true-telling with strong character. Let us not be afraid, and let us not run away. Today's man became soft. He just doesn't resist to anything. He's looking for comfort and pleasure in doing nothing. He prefers to lose his time. He prefers gambling, betting. He likes higher level of alcohol in blood that gives him false feeling of importance and freedom. He likes to escape his own duties. He likes to talk a lot and work little. Today's man, as if they lost something that belongs to man. May John be the role model and intercessor, and in faith and in courage, but in it that we may be fulfilled as men, so that mature men may raise their sons and transfer to them what only father and or some other important male figure in life can change or transfer to male child. Only strong man's character did what John had done. Women have role model as well. Our Lady is role model to women. We have role model of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the mother, wife, caring and patient, devout and wise, the one who was keeping and raising. Mary is brave and full of faith and confidence. She relies always and in everything on God, the Lord. Beautiful example to all girls. And we have come here, brothers and sisters, to pray the Lord to change something in our life, and to do it always to better, more quiet, holier, more human, more Christian, that we may live more relaxed. We pray to you, O Lord, make holy changes in our life, and you will certainly do that. But when we are already brave to pray the Lord to do something to us, to change something, to set us free, to calm us down, to console us, to heal us, let us also be ready to make a step towards our Lord. Let us be ready also to respond to the call of Saint John the Baptist, who says, convert. Let us also be ready to respond as Mary did, may it be to me, fiat, amen. May it be to me according to thy word. Brothers and sisters, that is where the holy change in our life will happen. That is where conversion will happen. When we also be brave enough and permit the Lord that what He invites us to may happen. There is one kind of strange thing in spiritual life and in life of people in general. Change may happen only after acceptance. Change comes only after we accept something. When you accept your cross, it gets meaning and becomes endurable. Moreover, it becomes the spring or source of blessing. That is how Mary accepted the word of God. She did not change. She always has been sinless, immaculate. From the beginning, she's full of grace. But after her acceptance, change for us has happened, for the entire world, for all people. Through her, God entered into this world and in our human destiny. Every one of us carries and lives our own life full of crosses, problems, ups and downs, desperations. Maybe every one of us gathered here should say, may it be to me. May it be to me. I'm not angry. I accept my life the way it is, and it's totalitarity. I accept and I'm not angry. I accept and I do not rebel. I do not accuse others for my adversity. Acceptance comes before change. After you accept something, change to better will happen. There's something good and holy in this when you say yes. The entire creature talks to God yes from the moment of creation onward. Only rational beings rebel and don't accept. So accept and your eyes will be open. You'll be illuminated by the light of the truth. Do not look for the cause of your adversity in others, but look down into your heart. There's an interesting example that I desire to mention from a movie, famous movie, The Lord of the Rings. When a group of hobbits came into the beautiful land Rivendell, the leader of that land expressed a welcome to the group. And the leader of the group of hobbits expressed doubt. And then he thought as if all of this could be deception, and that these Rivendells were maybe evil. Then Mithrandir, good old man with the silver hair, answered to him, here in Rivendell, there is evilness as much as you carry it within yourself. Brothers and sisters, here in Medjugorje, we can more clearly look at our life. Here we do not accuse others for our adversity. We don't look someone else's vices, but ours. And we try to solve them with God's help. Here we are not interested in someone else's evil, but our own. And we pray the Lord for wisdom to advance in love, and that we do not blame or accuse anyone. In everything you do, do not accuse anyone. And always ask yourself, and I, who am I? And God will give you peace. The parish of Medjugorje is a place where God decided to send his mother. We do not know why. We do not know why here. Medjugorje is given to the Herzegovinian Franciscan province, which is called the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. We do not know why. To this province. Medjugorje is given to Croatian people, old Christian and Catholic people who keep unbreakable connection with a descendant of Peter, Pope, Holy See, since we came to the shores of Adriatic Sea 14 centuries ago. Even in this case, we do not know why. Why Croatians? Medjugorje, in a certain way, is in the heart of Europe. Europe which forgets her Christian roots. Therefore, we can only assume the reasons, and very often we ask, why this place was chosen? This parish unisonly accepted Our Lady's coming, embraced the Blessed Virgin Mary immediately, proudly, and parish feels chosen and special, and in a certain way it is. But the task or assignment of the parish is always to come back to the beginnings, always to go back to the first days, to come back to the first enthusiasm, first faithfulness, and first love. Same as we, friars, always have to go back to the beginnings of our Franciscan order, that is, to send Holy Father Francis. Always, we have to look at like a milestone, where are we in relation with St. Francis, and according to that, to check ourselves, correct ourselves, and come back. Brothers and sisters, and the apparitioners of Medjugorje, let us not permit that anything prevents us in this way. As I said, this parish has been handed over to the Herzegovinian Franciscan province. Friars are those who, together with the visionaries, with parishioners, and with all those who immediately, after the first events, started coming to this place, friars, together with them, were observing sudden event, phenomenon, gift from heaven, lightning from the bright sky. They tried to carry it with that and respond in the right way. Friars had to face, therefore, of course, together with visionaries and everybody else, face another new reality. They had to respond in the right way. First, in prayer, in organization, infrastructure, in building, acceptance of pilgrims and visitors. All of that happened at the same time, in the time of communism. That was hostile against faith, against God. And then, by the way, against everything that had Croatian sign. And all of this, the most important thing to the friars was to secure everyday celebration of the Holy Mass, praying the rosary, and welcoming pilgrims, and of course, the Holy Confession. Every priest in the parish, every friar, and first of all, to the parish priest who runs the parish, the most important thing always was to enable to all those who come to Medjugorje first to have a chance for the Holy Confession. That was the early, first task, and that is the most important assignment. We did our best, so that no one may say that he came to Medjugorje and he could not confess. That was, and it is, and it will be priority. That will always be very important to us. That is why, because already here in Medjugorje, sacrament of confession or penance or reconciliation brighted in a new way, shown in a new way. Again, we discovered old value. Again, we discovered hidden and lost pearl. Again, we discovered that in a simple rite of sacrament of reconciliation, in a personal meeting of a faithful and priest, great things happen. Great change happens. Reconciliation with God, with church, with our neighbors, and with ourselves takes place and happens. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, most respected pilgrims and parishioners, let us thank to the Lord for these 35 years of mercy. God's mercy is always present from the beginning. God especially had mercy on us in Jesus Christ, whom he sent to the world. But from always, God chose special places. From always, in on certain places, heaven was open, literally speaking. And especially during this year of mercy that is still in course, let us pray to the Lord to have mercy on us, to have mercy to this world, to have mercy on us sinners, to have mercy on us who are in greatest need of his mercy, to have mercy on those who are looking for, and to those who do not know. God's mercy has always been present, but there are moments, days, and years when we talk more about it, because we feel that it is so necessary. Here in Medjugorje, mercy of God we can feel more intensely. Oh dear Our Lady, sweet and dear, Mother of Mercy and Queen of Peace, we have come to you because you have always heard our prayers, because you always helped us, because with you we always found peace, comfort. But we have come to you also so that through your Son we may find also conversion and direction in life. We have come to thank you and to bless the Lord, to thank and to bless the Lord. We have come to say, may it be to me according to thy word. You invite us to peace. So many times you mention peace in the world and in the hearts of people, and then also unrest that casts man out of his balance and separates him from God. When Our Lady says, peace, and it is the same what is written in the Holy Scripture. Look for peace and go after it. When Our Lady says peace, then it is the same thing that Jesus says to his disciples. Peace be with you. May your hearts know trouble. I leave you my peace. My peace I give you. Do not be worried. When Our Lady says peace, then it is the same peace that we receive in the sacrament of reconciliation, the sacrament of the Holy Confession. When Our Lady says peace, then it is the same thing that we experience here in Medjugorje during the Eucharistic adoration and in the prayer of the Rosary on the Apparition Hill or on the Cross Hill. When Our Lady says peace, then that is so many people and families who found their peace here. When Our Lady says peace, then it is it what we all experience and feel when we come to Medjugorje. When Our Lady says peace, then it is the peace that is spreading from this place through the entire world. Dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless us all through the intercession of St. John the Baptist and through the intercession of the Queen of Peace, Queen.
Amen.
Amen.